Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, blessings, and eternal happiness, everyone. My name is Yakana, your host and founder of Swift Poetry Chapter, which is an acronym for Spoken Word and Entertainment Publishing Poetry Chapter. Yes, that's right. You heard it. We are the only official poetry chapter in St. Louis, Missouri, and we are also a publishing company. And it is our hopes to present to you guys two very new books that will be published with our organization. One is by a very close friend of mine, Ms. Cheryl Brown Avery. One of her pieces is titled Where It All Began, and also So Much to Remember. You guys definitely want to get this hot off the press, and you can order it directly and only through Swift Poetry Chapter. And that website is www.spokenwordinner-tainment.com. So it's spokenwordinner-tainment.com. Where It All Began and coming soon, also Summers to Remember. A tribute to Mama is also will also be made available for you guys as well. We are so excited. We have a number of things going on today, guys. So we have two very special guests. One will be coming, calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. And then you'll also hear from Cheryl Brown Avery as well. So stay tuned for more, guys. I mean, we're really talking about stopping the violence and saving our youth, saving our children from these streets. And we're asking you guys to call in. The live call-in number is 347-857-1587. Give us a call on today. We got about a 45-minute show. We got about 40 minutes remaining. We're going to take a quick break, play a few of our pieces, and come back and give you guys some more information. Again, we're talking about stopping the violence, saving our youth. We're going to have Ms. Sharon Williams calling in from St. Louis, Missouri as well, giving you guys information about her program, our program, because we are doing this collectively and collaboratively, and it's very important that that we all pull together from every state, every country, and really focus on stopping the violence. So that program is Save Our Children from the Streets. SOCS is the acronym, and again, it stands for Save Our Children from the Streets. It's the second annual Youth Rally for Change. It's going to be held at the Omega Center at 3900 Goodfellow Avenue Friday, this June 18th. So this Friday, which is June 18th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the agenda, 10 a.m. to 10:15, registration, housekeeping, and opening prayer, which is very phenomenal and very significant. We're going to have panel discussion, part one, and then parent workshop, part one. That's going to go from approximately to 10:15 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then around 11 through 11:45 a.m., we're going to have violence prevention forum, parent workshop, part two. And then, you know, we're going to break for lunch and, you know, fellowship, lunch and entertainment from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., the community speaks out. So we're looking to have a great time, and as always, we're in need of your support. So coming soon, we'll have the sister on explaining a little bit more about this program, what it entails, what it's all about, and some of the individuals that will be supporting and are sponsoring. And from my understanding, they're still taking registration and always looking to receive some donations. Donations are always good. Okay, so with no further ado, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back to the phone line. We're going to have the representative talking about the SOCS, SOCS program, Save Our Children from the Streets. So we are live here on our BTR radio show. It's Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Yakanon, compassionate and merciful. Please stop the violence.
Stop the violence, 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 stop the violence. People hating and killing, people hoping and wishing, people hating and killing, People hoping and wishing, they're wishing for a brighter day, a brighter way, a higher pay in a loving way.
Oh! The earth is crying because of weapons of mass destruction. Mothers are losing babies. Innocents are dying. Did you know that one-third of all victims of crime are teenagers between the ages of 12 and 19? Every year, more than 1,500 murder victims are children.
Stop the violence, people. Stop the violence.
Stop the violence. Stop the violence, people. Stop the violence. Stop the violence. Everybody, everywhere. It's time to stop the violence. Come on. The earth is crying because of weapons of mass destruction.
Stop the violence.
Mothers are losing babies. Innocents are dying.
One
third of all victims of crime are teenagers between the ages of 12 and 19 years old. Each year, more than 1,500 murder victims are children and teens.
People hating and killing. People hoping and wishing. People hating and killing. People hoping and wishing. They're wishing for a brighter day, a brighter way, a higher pay in a loving way. Stop the violence.
Stop the violence.
Just checking, so walk with me, talk with me. I ain't trying to fight.
Have you ever heard a mother's cry because somebody decided it was time for that child to die?
Stop the violence.
Committing genocide without rhyme or reason. In a community, this is an act of treason. You're not blind, deaf, and you're not dumb. Pack up, Jackie. Put away the gun. Step up and be the one to save a mama's baby and another father's son.
Stop the violence.
You can't even look each other eye to eye to talk it out. Instead, you choose to let the fist fly. Is this your idea of fun?
Jury,
execution, wrapped up in one.
Stop the violence.
Got it all twisted. Somebody needs to yank your chain. This is life. This ain't no game. You think killing somebody is a badge of honor? What a freaking shame. You better get your head out of your ass. Just like you, somebody's coming to scratch your name. Straighten up. Be somebody. I know you heard this all before. Quit knocking at the devil's door.
Stop the violence. Stop the violence.
Make peace with your peers. And dry up these tears. Flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. Put filling in the cemeteries and carve out tombstones. Who authorized you to be the Grim Reaper? Your natural birthright is to be your brother's keeper. The ignoble consider themselves clever, fast, and slick, not realizing that their loose lips can send somebody on a psychotic one-way trip.
Stop the violence. Stop the violence.
Now hold on a minute. You adults can't walk away scot-free. You definitely got some responsibility. You know, kids emulate everything they hear and see. You want to place the blame on movies, video games, and TV, but let's make a slight correction. The problem is, you failed to make a connection.
Stop the violence. Stop the violence.
Stop the violence. Stop the violence. Stop the violence, people. Stop the violence.
Stop the violence. Stop the violence. Stop the violence. Stop the violence. Stop the violence. Stop the violence.
Stop the violence. Stop the violence. Stop the violence, people. Stop the violence.
Stop the violence. I don't think you can ever say that enough. Stop the Violence is a compilation project spearheaded by Swiss founder and poet Yakanan, myself. This is an awe-inspiring and spiritually uplifting compilation of agitative lyrics and ambience. This compilation was carefully arranged for your enjoyment, but demands your activism in stopping youth violence across America and violence around the world. SWIP indicates that all proceeds of this project will go to activities and programs for youth development and charities. SWIP's compilation has some of the most profound artists to hit the industry in recent years. Give it a listen and support Stopping the Violence Across Our Nation. We received a review by Freedom Verse Cafe, and those of you that are interested in listening to the Stop the Violence album, you may do so on our website at Spoken Word Inner. Dash-tainment.com. Up first, we have Sharon calling in from St. Louis about the Sox program, and then we have Cheryl Brown Avery on the line as well. So I'm going to open up the phone lines. The first caller we have is Sharon. Peace, blessings, and eternal happiness. Queen, how are you?
I am fine. How are you?
Hey, we are good. We are good. It's good to have you. Tell us about your program. We kind of plugged it a little bit. Tell us about the program, the purpose, and what's going to happen, and what kind of speakers you guys have to speak on the panel.
Okay. Well, the program is called Save Our Children from the Streets, the SOCS. And the organization was developed in honor of my son, who was murdered in 2008 here in St. Louis, Missouri. And we decided that it would be better for people to use their energies towards helping to stop this violence than to retaliate against those who may not even understand why they do the things that they do. The program takes place June 18th at the Omega Center, 3900 Goodfellow Boulevard here in St. Louis, Missouri. And we have a number of wonderful panelists that are going to be speaking. The program is from 10 to 2, and we invited a number of organizations to come out that do programming and work with youth here in St. Louis, Missouri. The second panel will be our violence prevention panel, and it's going to consist of medical examiner, EMT worker, police officer, funeral director, and a couple other officials that handle homicide, the minutes of homicide. And the purpose of having a violence prevention panel of this nature was to shock our young people into reality and to let them see that once they take a life or they have to leave this earth from someone taking their life, that these are the people that will be involved in your family's life for a while, if not forever. And this is something that we're trying to prevent. The second part of our panel will be the community speaks, and that's from 1 to 2 o'clock. And we've invited people in the community who have lost loved ones to violence or those who have been victims themselves to come out and voice their opinions and their feelings about what's going on here in St. Louis, Missouri. And we've also put on the panel a number of young people who have been victims themselves or who have friends that have been victims.
Got it. It seems like we're going to have a lot of support on this day, and that's good. That's definitely good that we have this panel so that we can discuss these issues that are prevalent among our people and within the community. Also, we want to remember former representative, former state representative Ms. Bae Thompson lost her her son just not too long ago, and we attended the funeral there, which was at San Francisco Temple Mr. Thompson, who was a law enforcement officer in St. Louis, Missouri. He was gunned
right.
down, so we definitely want to, you know, recognize that as well. So, and then just recently, a two-year-old child was just shot in South Grand, St. Louis, Missouri. I don't know if the child survived or is in critical condition. And then also a few nights ago, a pregnant woman got shot, and her boyfriend ended up getting shot, both of which are in critical condition as well. So the violence is going on everywhere, and we just need to continue to not just speak out, but to encourage others to support what we are doing. So it's very phenomenal what you are doing, you know, in the St. Louis area with the SOX program. And we have another call on the line as well, Michelle Brown Avery. Your phone line is open. If you have any questions for Sister Sharon, now is the time to speak. And you know, let's just keep it moving forward. Cheryl?
Okay. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Yourself?
I'm fine. I was just taking in a lot of the information that you were talking about. And I'm telling you, the violence is everywhere. I'm here in rural North Carolina. And just in the last 3 months, 4 children murdered by gangs. And I'm talking about out
wow.
here in the wooded area where these, number one, the children here have no activities. They have no YMCAs. They have nothing. The only thing they do is graduate from high school, if some of them make it, and then they stay right around these small towns and just get murdered. It's just awful, awful thing. So my heart goes out
yeah.
to you about your son.
Thank you so much.
And then also, Sharon, you tell us about, you had a nephew that was abducted as well, right?
Yes. Back in 2003, my nephew, his name is Christian Ferguson. He was abducted on the street here, Pinker and Page, and circumstances surrounding his death have been very vague. His dad said that someone abducted him from the SUV, and it's really hard for my family and my sister, and particularly his mother, to believe that his dad didn't have anything to do with it. But we have to move on, and we keep pushing on. Christian's been missing now 7 years, and we have yet to have any national publicity from anywhere in the United States. And it just goes to show you that, you know, if it's not a quote-unquote white kid missing, most of the time you don't get the information. And if you do get it, you get it just for a day or two, and then it subsides. So that's an issue that's very pressing to us. And we do have this memorial parade, bike run, and family festivities will be taking place here in St. Louis, Missouri on June 26th. That's next Saturday. At Yummy's on Shenandoah.
Good deal. Now that's sad, and it's ironic, but it's true. You don't get a lot of publicity when things like this happen, which transpires within the actual community of African Americans or minorities. As pitiful as it may be and seem, that's the reality of it, because we
right.
are all. You know, we don't own the television stations. We don't own the big radio stations like that. So, I mean, we got to rely on others to really get the story out. But we can only continue to do what we can through word of mouth and hoping that the words, you know, be spread abroad and that everyone
That's
gets
right.
the opportunity to hear what we're doing. Now, tell us more about the SOX program. What prompted your movement? What prompted you in starting this particular organization, aside from the fact, was it just the black-on-black crime? Was it just the violence? Was it because of your nephew? What was your motivations?
You speaking with me, yeah?
Yes. What were your motivations for starting the SOX movement?
Okay. Well, the main reason why I wanted to start the organization
And my sister has an organization already called Looking for an Angel, and it's for my nephew, Christian Ferguson. But the main purpose for starting the organization, SOX, was that there are several young people that I have been affiliated with here in St. Louis, Missouri, who happen to be my son's friends. And all six of them over the past 2 years have been murdered. The last one of my son's friends was murdered about 9 weeks ago at the corner of Natural Bridge and Marcus here in St. Louis. And that has been the final straw for me. We have to wake up here in St. Louis, Missouri. We have 3 to 4 shootings every night, not only in St. Louis City, but in St. Louis County. And it's getting to the point that people are starting to become numb to the fact that this is going on. And when you ask people to come out and speak out, of course they're afraid, because they're afraid that something's going to happen to them. But if we don't stand united as a community, then what's going to take over is the violence, and we won't have communities anymore.
Right. Right, definitely. Well, definitely. And Sharon, I know that you're pressed for time, so we won't hold you much longer than what we have to. So with that said, we're going to take a quick break. And Sharon, you're more than welcome to stay online. If you have to go, we understand. But we're gonna continue. Guys, remember, we're talking about stopping the violence here in St. Louis, Missouri. We just released several CDs. Stop the Violence Volume 1 was released on the 4th of June, and we're still accepting submissions for volume number 2. We are looking to receive artists from all over the world to be represented on this next album. So we have about 7 states. We want to conquer all 50. We want artists, at least one artist from every single state represented on this next album, Stop the Violence Volume 2. We'll be back with more.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. And, Ms. Brown, thank you for your concern. I am concerned about what's going on in your area as well. And I would like
for you
to email me. My email is my, the number 4, K-I, D as in David, Z as in zebra, _ S-E-W, at hotmail.com. Anyone, please, we are looking to put these stories together, and we are trying to take this to D.C. because something needs to happen.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. It was nice meeting you.
Thank you so much. And then,
okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Peace and blessings.
Okay,
and
God bless.
Thank you. We can also have it on the television station and here on our BTR radio shows. We can talk about all of that here as well. Stay tuned with more. We're talking about Stop the Violence here on our Spoken Word Entertainment radio show.
It's hard for people to come together. It's really hard because some people don't want it. And anytime you find somebody trying to find an excuse not to come together when the murder rate is where it is, something wrong with that. Get on board with a call to oneness. I ain't scared. We got the right one this time.
But we shall overcome too. We shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. When we shall overcome through, we shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. When we shall overcome through, we shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. When we shall overcome through, we shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness.
Keep the block hot. They won't stop until you drop. Shelter of natural causes, normally by thugs ballers, like crawlers and brawlers. Beat out sons and pimped out daughters. Warriors line up in all quarters. It's time for war. Settle on scores, moors on all shores. Ghetto kids and gang lords all aboard. This underground railroad like Harriet Tubman. I'm trying to say the freest rhymes ever published.
No justice, no peace committee here to bring it. He just being spitted for the street. How you claim the block but don't own the real estate? Hustle around the clock with no child support paid. Fathers teach boys that my men get raised. The highest power get brave. Help me go against the grain. Independent, no change. Come together, use our brain. On these tracks, maintain. Keep it moving like trains. From the clean town, man.
Horizon. thoughts go forth like blaze off. When cops get away with murder under these modern day laws, we glorify genocide and things we can't afford. Anything or such in the community, we ignore it. Yeah, I talk a lot about God, a lot about fraud, even more about change, but a lot of that's hard. You know what, man ain't a man if he can willingly leave his fam. So build the universal self, then understand.
They're taking everything they can, we still giving. It's Malcolm and Martin shaking hands and still living. In other words, healing the sickness of a system. They're building prisons, we feel them, it's real, just listen. To every man on this track, we all leaders. The queens and seeds, cause we know they all need us. Public speakers united, you know you can't beat us. Join us as we break these chains so we can see us. Slum beautiful. Young juveniles with dirt under their cuticles is nothing unusual. Where I come from, the east side. Where from knee high, it's the constant jihad. We fighting ourselves, we fighting the cops. We fight for the block, stop. Look around and cut out all the dumps. Loose screws in the crew is calling for some oneness.
We shall overcome too, we shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. We shall overcome too, we shall overrun this.
Dividing us like religious beliefs. Democratic Party got us in between the sheets. A black family now got one current short. Light-skinned black treated better than the dark. Our education system needs to be uprooted. And A-Rabs in our hood need to get booted. Some are marched, some are fighting, go to jail. By any means necessary, we gotta prevail.
It's a call for oneness, you and I, G-Y. Your presence alone should be motivation for your own elevation. Mental decapitation of a nation got us locked in this impoverished mental situation. Cerebral plantation got us hating on unification. Atonement, love and respect your brothers and sisters like you love yourselves. Atonement, yeah, that's what we need, but we gotta do more than just march. We gotta take it to the home, schools, and streets.
I wanna march with a million blacks. Clear the truth from the start, I said a million facts. My back of 14, my mother still deal with crack. But I love her like she over, yo, how real is that? I know this brother doing life, the system against them. You say didn't do it, so it's like they trying to lynch them. Rather take them out instead of trying to strengthen them. Before you kill them, think about somebody going to miss them.
Half man, half pamper, full-blooded gorilla. Either deal with the deal or deal with the killer. I'm cut from a different cloth, it's all in my blood. One of few good men about gorilla love. Peace when possible, violence when necessary. Beat you, but all represents the legendary. In our community, strength and family unit become one with God, grant spiritual immunity.
We shall overcome too, we shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. From we shall overcome too, we shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. From we shall overcome too, we shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. From we shall overcome too, we shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. From we shall overcome too, we shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. From we shall overcome too, we shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. From we shall overcome too, we shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. From we shall overcome too, we shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness.
Okay, we are back. We are back, and we're talking about stopping the violence, not just within the St. Louis, East St. Louis metropolitan area, but around the world. Again, we are taking a few moments of silence for those who we've lost that were close and dear to us. So we'll take a few moments of silence in it. We'll call out some of those individuals' names as we remember them. Tyrone Leon Thompson was the son of former state representative Miss Betty Thompson. Sophia Camilla Johnson, Gerald Jones, Darnell Love, Sr. These are just a few. Deion Harden. And then you guys feel free to fill in some names as well as we remember those ancestors, those that have gone before us. I know that, you know, these are very difficult moments but we must continue to remember them because their spirits live on within us, within someone else that we love. So those were two tracks on our Stop the Violence album, volume number one. We've got about 12 minutes remaining. We are going right back to the phone line. But before we do that, I want to make mention that Sister Madeline, or Reverend Madeline Colburn, will be doing an exclusive interview with Reggie Clemens. You guys remember Reginald Clemens. He was one of the teenagers that was accused of murdering two Caucasian young white females some years ago over at the McKinley Bridge. And he's been in prison many, many years now, and he received a stay of execution, but he still has not been released from prison in spite of the evidence, the hardcore evidence that was supposed to initially tie him into the murders of these young women. The rape charge was never brought up. He was never charged with rape, and the rape was allegedly to involve him with the actual murder, but they never charged him with that. So we are remembering him as well. He's in Potosi prison in Missouri. Again, Reverend Madeline Colburn is doing an exclusive interview with him, and I'll keep you guys posted on that and let you guys know how that turns out. Also, June 18th, again, you got the Sox Stop the Violence rally, and then on June 19th, you have the a community health fair event going on at Muslim Mosque number 28, St. Louis, Missouri, off of West Forest Avenue. And then also on that same day, June 19th, which is this Saturday, you have a Freedom Walk. Some walk for their health, some walk for fun, some walk because they have somewhere to go, or come and walk for freedom, which is the thing. Bring the family. We need your support. The time is 7 a.m., where it's going to be at Brooklyn Park, or Lovejoy Park, in Lovejoy, Illinois. That's going to be, participants will meet in Brooklyn on Lovejoy's Park at 7 a.m. Transportation will be provided by the school, and they will begin transporting participants at 7:30 a.m. to the Missouri side of the McKinley Street Bridge. The walk will begin at 8 o'clock a.m. So this is going to be a yearly event. Bring the family. They need your support. Come on out there and support them. And so that's what we have going on so far. We are going back to the phone lines now with one of our newest Swift Poetry chapter members, Michelle Brown Avery. Peace and blessings, Queen. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Enjoying your radio show. It's very dynamic. It's very informative. Just praise the Lord.
Hey, we appreciate you. We appreciate you so much. We appreciate you. So tell us a little bit about you, about your books that you're having published. Tell us about that excitement. And why you decided to choose Swift.
Okay. I wrote two books. Summer to Remember came out in 2004 under Publish America, and 2008, Where It All Began, came out. And I had some issues with that company for quite a while, but I started researching other publishers, and Swift became a Facebook friend, and we started talking. We had a lot of things in common, and I felt like this young man is going somewhere, and he's going to be doing positive things to help the youth, and I am a youth advocate. I've been working out here with the youth for almost 13 years, school teacher. And then I retired early so that I could use my educational resources to go into the schools and talk to these young people about what Yakanan's program is about, Stop the Violence. So I've been doing this over 13 years, but in the midst of that, working on these two books, and I just want to thank God today to say that Yakanan's company, Swift, will be republishing actually both books. I look forward to working with the company. I'm excited with this adventure, and I also would be excited to come to St. Louis in the near future, maybe to even go into some of the schools or go to some of the community centers to give a motivational lecture.
Absolutely. We'd definitely love to have you throughout this area.
And my concern is, as parents, we need to spend more time with our children. We need to monitor who their friends are. I know it's hard to say, but I'm telling you from experience. I've been through this with my daughter, and that's a lot of the reason why I'm out here today trying to save our children, whatever it takes, whoever I need to go to. I let children know when I'm out there in the community that if they need me, they have contact information to get in touch with me. I've actually traveled to New York and some of the other major cities and had a lot of wonderful, wonderful response from parents and teachers, the children, on this campaign to help save our children. So I'm looking forward to working with Yakanon and the program of Stop the Violence.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to continuing working in relationship with you, too, and we appreciate your contributions and definitely your support as well. For those of you that don't know, our mission is to spread a message of hope that will empower our communities to improve the quality of life for our young people by offering positive alternatives to the streets through promoting healthy eating, healthy living, healthy relationships, healthy literacy, and a healthy lifestyle choices. SWIFT Poetry Chapter is a subsidiary of the Healthy Living Program, which is an official poetry chapter and publishing company as of October 2009. So SWIFT Publishing Poetry Chapter is a very new organization with these goals in mind, and we are currently publishing manuscripts, books of poetry, fiction, nonfiction, anthologies, memoirs, and as well as producing CDs or releasing CDs and DVDs. Our very first CD that we released was entitled For Someone Special, which is an intimate compilation of love poetry. The second one, Stop the Violence, volume number one, can also be heard on our website, and the books that Cheryl and I were speaking about can also be seen on the website as well. We've got about 5 minutes remaining. We are asking any caller that may be interested in calling to the show to do so at this time. Calling number is 347-857-1587. We are hoping to do, we may be doing another live show this Saturday. I know you guys are not accustomed to spoken word entertainment doing shows throughout the week. Normally our regular scheduled time is Saturdays, usually from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. But we had to have a show to get this message out to the people about stopping the violence, saving our youth from the streets. And, you know, we just continue that you guys, you know, support our cause. You can also find us on Facebook. I think our Facebook name is Spoken Word Entertainment or Spoken Word Inter-Tainment on Facebook. So you can try to add us as a friend. We'd like to have your support. Cheryl, any words before we close?
Yes, I'd like to leave some food for thought for our listeners here today. I pray for our younger generation. These children have most things that we never knew existed in the early 60s and 70s, like cell phones and MP3 players. We didn't know what that was. We live in a society today where some of our youth, they just kill each other for the pleasure of it. If we as parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles don't help our youth, the legacy that we're going to leave behind will be a negative one. We need to stand strong together and unite for a common cause. And that common cause is to save our youth from total destruction. And I want to thank you for allowing me to be here today.
My queen, it's been indeed an honor and a pleasure, and I am deeply humbled by this wonderful experience and crossing paths with your spirit. And I trust that that things are definitely going to be all right. We're definitely on the right path, and I wish you much success, prosperity, happiness as we move forward. And thank you so much for your time, and thank you for calling in. And those of you that are calling in for the first time or listening to our shows for the very first time, you can go to our Facebook page right now, and you can listen to it over and over and over again, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/spokenwordentertainment, all one word together. And you can also go to the archives and look at the notes in the chat room and also listen to this show again. Today we just did a 45-minute show. Normally our show lasts for about 2 hours. But it was a special show, which is very, very, very needed. And we're signing out. We got about 2 minutes remaining. So we're going to close out with our song again, Call to Oneness.
It's hard for people to come together. It's really hard because some people don't want it. And anytime you find somebody trying to find an excuse not to come together when the murder rate is where it is, something wrong with that. Get on board with a call to oneness. I ain't scared. We got the right one this time.
But we shall overcome too. We shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. But we shall overcome too. We shall overrun this. This is a call to oneness. But we shall overcome.
Of natural causes, normally by busting ballers like crawlers and brawlers, beat our sons and pimped our daughters. Warriors line up in all quarters. It's time for war. Settle on scores, more than all shores. Ghetto kids and gang lords all aboard this underground railroad like Harriet Tubman. I'm trying to say the freest rhyme ever published.
No justice, no peace committee here to bring it. He's a big spitted for the street. How you claim the block but don't own the real estate? Hustle around the clock with no child support pay. Father's teach boys as our men get raised. The highest power get brave. Help me go against the grain. Independent, no change. Come together, use our brain. On these tracks, maintain. Keep it moving like train from the clean town, man.
Horizon thoughts go forth like blaze off. When cops get away with murder under these modern day laws, we glorify genocide and things we can't afford. Anything as such in the community, we ignore it. Yeah, I talk a lot about God, a lot about fraud, even more about change, but a lot of that's hard. You know what, man ain't a man if he can willingly leave his fam. So build the universal self, then understand.
They're taking everything they can, we still giving. It's Malcolm and Martin shaking hands and still living. In other words, healing the sickness of a system. They're building rivers. We feel them, it's real, just listen. To every man on this track, we all leaders. The queens and seeds, cause we know they all need us. Public speakers united, you know you can't beat us. Join us as we break these chains so we can see us. Slum beautiful, young juveniles with dirt under their cuticles. It's nothing unusual. Where I come from, the east side. Where from knee high, it's a constant jihad. We fighting ourselves, we fighting the cops. We fight for the block, stop. Look around and cut out all the junk. Loose screws in the crew is calling for some oneness.
But we shall overcome too, we shall overrun this.